When the red, red robin comes bob, bob, bobbing along, along, there'll be no more sobbing when he starts throbbing his old sweet song. Oh, wake up, you sleepyhead, get up, get out of bed, cheer up. Cheer up, the sun is red. Live, love, laugh and be happy. What if I've been blue? Now I'm walking through fields of flowers. Rain may glisten, but still I listen for hours and hours. I'm just a kid again, doing what I did again, singing a song. When the red, red robin starts bob, bob, bobbing along.
Hey, good morning, y'all. I'm Martha Norwalk, and welcome you to the first hour of this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. You can tune us in on the radio dial. You can tune us in on the internet via streaming audio. That means you can share us with your family and friends around the country, around the world, if they've got internet access. And the best way to pick up the stream is go to the Animal World website. That would be www.marthanorwalk.com. Click on the Listen Live icon in the upper right-hand corner of the homepage. That will click you through to the 1150 KKNW website and bring up the links that you need to stream the show. And, by the way, you can find us on Facebook these days. Look for Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. Give us a like while you're there. That's an important thing to do. And all kinds of good things posted for you. I was a busy bee there last evening. I'll tell you about that in a moment. And let's see, coming up today. Woohoo! Oh, well, before I even do that, I should say that sometimes I don't mean to take him for granted, but, you know, our Animal World production engineer and production engineer extraordinaire, Mike Roberge, is here. Good morning, Mike.
Morning, Martha. And sometimes I am obliged and willing to answer the phone. If there's not somebody else, you know, it's going to fall on me.
Well, yeah, sometimes even though I have the production engineer and the call screener, but not today.
And, of course, I do have to run up five flights of stairs to get to the phone, right?
That's when sometimes we say Elvis has left the building.
That's right.
That's because you can't answer the phone in here and not be heard on the air. So,
yeah, I'm just not that good.
Well, I think you're very good.
But I can't do both at the same time.
Well, that's true, right. But you have not mastered yet being two places in once, as neither have I.
But I'm working on it.
Well, let me know when you have the answer to that one. That would be good.
I shall.
And you're in a pretty good mood considering it's hot again.
It's a sunny day in the neighborhood. Pretty nice.
It's a beautiful, sunny, Sunday day.
Gorgeous this morning. Sunrise this morning. Getting a little later. But, we're losing about 12 to... we have lost, I think, 15 to 20 minutes since the summer solstice.
Right, because the days are getting shorter.
Yeah. We're getting dark around 9 o'clock. Getting sunset around 9 o'clock. And sunrise, I think it's around 5:30 or something like that.
Well, I have to admit, I was very grateful for the cooler weather we had for, you know, a week or so.
Yeah.
Yesterday when the temperature spiked up again, boy, it was 91 most of the places where I was yesterday. That's just too hot for me. Fortunately, it still cooled down at night and that sort of thing. But
might be a little humid this evening. We'll watch the humidity kind of spike up a little bit, but we'll cool down later this evening, and we'll have what I think is a very pleasant week next week.
Yeah, it sounds
and
like
maybe
the temperature's going. A little rain,
which we desperately need.
Oh, absolutely. I'd be celebrating that. I've been praying for that every day. I wonder, I think the last weather report I heard said it was supposed to be hotter today than yesterday. Is that the case? What are you predicting?
It will be equally as hot, but more humid this evening. So I think around 5 o'clock when we sort of ebb in temperatures, it might be a little sticky.
Yeah.
We'll see.
Okay.
What we've had the last couple of days is we've had some wind, particularly on Friday. It was just, it was very warm, but a nice brisk wind out of the north kind of kept things cool. I was inside most of yesterday, so I'm really not sure what the if the wind was swirling at all. But there was a little.
I went up to the open house at the Ananda Farm on Camino Island, and that was phenomenal. It was hot.
Must have been gorgeous.
But it was just beautiful, and what a great day it was. Great food made with the produce that's grown on the property, and they do a no-till permaculture and
very good,
which is phenomenal. But you know, I was surprised because I'm used to going to a farm and seeing the neat rows and all that kind of stuff, and they're doing things very differently. And
rows are not efficient.
Right, right. And it's amazing, and it would be perfect for a city garden and so forth, because some of their gardens just have something of everything
now,
in there.
You need to actually make a map, and some plants grow better with other plants, and some don't. So it's really helpful to sort of sit down and think out and plot out your garden space. And don't think of it in the conventional terms of as far as rows. What you want is some drip watering, and the plants can take care of themselves. It's amazing how that works.
Well, and that's what Zach, when he did a tour yesterday for all of us, was explaining. And looking at the difference between the land and the area that's been overworked and the earth really destroyed, and it's all burned out brownies, and then look at the forests around, and they're not affected by the droughts, and it's teeming with life, and it's wonderful. You know,
and dirt matters.
Yeah,
the quality of the soil really does matter. So,
one thing that really struck home with me is most people that are gardening and growing are thinking about what they get from the land. They're not thinking about what they put back into it and giving, and it's an equal sharing, and that's where they're always talking about what they put back in and what they give. But really phenomenal.
You have to think of it
education.
In terms of an ecosystem, and that it really is part of a cycle. You give, you get, you give, and it just repeats itself.
And it's wonderful. They had 250 lavender plants, and that were there on the property when Ananda bought it, whoa, man. And of course, they've got bees, beehives and so forth. And the bees were just all over yesterday. It was just phenomenal. And then there was they distill the lavender into lavender water and oil. And so I got to participate in a demonstration of that. And that was really cool, seeing a still and how all that works and stuff. It was really neat.
It's the way we used to do it in the old days before chemical engineering took over.
And it's amazing how much different the produce grown on that farm tastes.
Oh, yeah. If you eliminate chemical fertilizers and pesticides, I mean, that's organic, basically.
Yeah.
And you have
mm-hmm.
good dirt, and you have good sense in terms of how you take care of your stuff. I mean, the taste and the quality is just unbelievable.
Yeah, and I think the good spiritual energy, too, makes a difference in terms of how it grows. And just comparing, because I belong to a different CSA than this one because they're too far away from me. But the difference, some of the vegetables, and they're both organic.
Just try it with tomatoes. I grow my own tomatoes, and normally, who wants to eat a tomato whole? But if you grow it properly,
then you do.
It tastes so good, especially the little cherry tomatoes. You can just pop them down. It's wonderful.
All right. Okay.
So grow your own, as they say.
And there you go.
We used to take a different context than years back, but today it's more popular than ever. Grow your own.
All right, and then. Speaking of call screener, which we were speaking of earlier, we are delighted to say that Kathy Southwick is here in her own private moodlet studio. Good morning, Kathy.
Good morning.
And where were you yesterday in the heat? She was in the air conditioned somewhere, probably.
I was. North Bend.
Oh, okay. So is it cool? Was it cooler up there or hotter up there?
No, but I was in and out of stores, it worked. Just fine.
All right. And then,
thank you for asking.
Oh, you're welcome. And remember, we haven't officially started the show yet, but it would not be right to continue without filling out the table here. And I'm so excited for today. It is Vet Sunday, and back in the saddle again. It's I don't even know how long it's been, but one of our previously regular Animal World vets is back with us, and that would be Dr. Doug Gearout. Good morning, Dr. Doug. And how are you doing surviving the heat and so forth?
Oh, I love it.
Yeah? You're a heat person?
I'm a heat person.
Ah, okay. Well, then you can have it. Now, we will get back to Dr. Doug and all the latest details about him and where he is and all that good stuff and what we're going to do, but I want to let you know what's on the agenda today. We, of course, will make the show official here in a moment by honoring St. Francis, and then I have a couple of alerts, heat alert, and obviously hot weather this weekend, and that can majorly affect our animal friends. I've got a recall. It's become a regular weekly thing now, so another recall, and then I'll tell you about all the news and good news and follow-up that It's really nice. I don't have to do it on the show anymore because now I can put it on Facebook. And we got all kinds of stuff on Facebook this wonderful, beautiful Sunday. Sunny Sunday. Well, we'll cover current events about 10:50 as usual, and we will do a Designing Health Missing Link giveaway sometime during the show. I'll let you know the missing link words of the day, and then you give Kathy a call and pick out which version of missing link you would like for your animal friends. There's three versions now for dogs, one that focuses on hip and joint, one on skin and coat, the new senior formula with green muscle. There's a formula for cats. There's one for birds. There's a new formula now for city chickens and poultry. And there's a horse formula. That's the only one we don't give away on the air because it's too heavy to ship. And when I give you the words of the day, call Kathy, pick out which version you would like. We'll send it right to your door. Only rules are you got to be 18 years or older, and you cannot have won a contest here on this station on any radio show in the last 30 days. So I'll let you know when it's time to call in for that. And just keep in mind that we're always entertaining more volunteer call screeners for Animal World. So if you want to get behind the scenes in Animal World, if you'd be willing to give up or serve on a Sunday here or there, screening calls for us here on Animal World, would love to hear from you. And you can email me at animalworldlive@hotmail.com, or you can call me at my home office at 360-217-7258. Okay, then, let's go ahead and make the show official. Doug, I think this is new since the last time you were here, but I now, it's Sunday, and I like to honor the saint that's been guiding my work with the animals for the last 25, 30 years, and that, of course, would be St. Francis, since I have a couple little prayers, and one's for the animal friends, and the other one's a little longer for us humans. We need a little more help than the animals. So here we go. This is the prayer to St. Francis for our animal friends. Good St. Francis, you loved all of God's creatures. To you they were your brothers and sisters. Help us to follow your example of treating every little thing with kindness. St. Francis, patron saint of animals, watch over our animal friends and keep our companions safe and healthy. And now for us humans, it's the St. Francis of Assisi peace prayer. Lord, make me an instrument of your peace. Where there is hatred, let me sow love. Where there is injury, pardon. Where there is doubt, faith. Where there is despair, hope. Where there is darkness, light. And where there is sadness, joy. O divine Master, grant that I may not so much seek to be consoled as to console, to be understood as to understand, to be loved as to love, for it is in giving that we receive, it is in pardoning that we are pardoned, and it is in dying that we are born to eternal life. Om, peace, amen. All righty then, we are now official. Okay, we can start the show. All right, Dr. Doug, there's some interesting things on our list today, but how about we'll start with the bad news out of the way. It's time for recalls. Oh, okay. All right. This, a limited version of the recall began July 13th, and then it got expanded 2 days later, the 15th. I don't recognize the name of this stuff, but it was distributed all over the country. It's I and Love and You is the brand. Expands voluntary recall of beef gullet strips. And it's I and Love and You. They're the company's in Boulder, Colorado. And they're expanding the voluntary recall of cow boom strips, beef gullet, because the product was potentially contaminated with salmonella. And all of the details, there's a link on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page with all of the details and the UPC codes and all of that good stuff if that is a product that you purchase. And I wonder, Dr. Doug, when we see these recalls for salmonella, lately there have been some for listeria, they always say, well, no animals have been affected. There haven't been any diseases. This is just through random testing. Do you get concerned about these things in
no
food? Okay, that's why I was wondering.
I don't.
Okay, and why is that?
Well, animals will get salmonella and E. coli, and it just flushes right out of their system. It's a normal bacteria for them, and they don't get sick unless they're somehow immunosuppressed, like a dog on prednisone or chemotherapy or some other issue.
So a normal, healthy dog would just be able to deal with this stuff.
No, they actually did a study, and I don't recall who did it, but they fed beagles, the poor beagles, you know.
Oh, yeah, the lab
salmonella
beagles.
In their food every day for 3 or 4 days, and every one of them cultured positive. I think it was 98 or 99% of them had absolutely no symptoms whatsoever. They did have salmonella cultured in their stool for 3 days or so, and then it was gone. And nobody got sick.
So their immune systems were able to deal with it, and it was fine.
It's just normal for them. Okay. Absolutely normal for them. If a dog's really pampered and not used to it, you know, you need to change things gradually, but it's not a big deal.
So it's really, it's not a big deal, unless you've got an immune-compromised patient. Then.
The thing is, with people, though, that we're handling their food, and it's mostly about public health. It's not about the pets.
So the bigger concern would be for immune-compromised humans that might handle the food. Is that
or if you're not good with hygiene and your hands go to the mouth kind of thing, and kids and stuff, you know, it gets us. It'll get us. And it's a public health issue, and that's why they bother the animal stuff.
Okay. So it's more concern for humans than the animals themselves.
Yeah.
All right. That makes sense. Okay. And then I think it goes without saying that, of course, we see tragedies all the time. It's so important to pay attention when the temperature's hot like it is, and not leave your animal friends, especially your dogs, kids, in the car.
Oh, no.
And it's just too hot.
Too hot.
And now, Doug, as a veterinarian, do you see heat prostration, or some people call it heat stroke, with animals often in your practice?
Not often, thank goodness. Most people pay attention, but that it happens now and then, and it can happen when you're not even in the car on some hot days. You know, if there's no shade, or if the parking lot is really, really warm, and you get there's no shade, even when the windows are open.
What kind of signs ought people be looking for to know if their dog's in distress?
Well, of course, they pant. That's the only way they can't sweat like you and I, so they have to cool by panting, and then their panting mechanism starts to get befuddled, and they start getting acting drunk, and their color changes. They get muddy color, kind of collapse,
like
just
in
like
the,
you
like
and
gum,
I.
Gum color, talking
the gum
about?
Gum color,
instead
yeah.
of pink, muddy colored. Okay.
Kind of muddy colored, muddy blue.
Okay.
Muddy is the best word I can think of, yeah.
Okay.
Not
okay.
pink. At first, they get real pink because the blood has come right to the surface, so that's another way of releasing heat is bringing blood to the surface, and that's why elephants flap their ears. Anyway, it's a progression, and they can actually have a collapse and can't breathe. The dogs with the shorter faces have a really hard time with it. They can't breathe at all. They really can't take the heat any at all, hardly.
So if someone encounters a dog in distress or has one, what's the most important thing to do first?
You got to get them into the shade and get them cold and wet somehow, ice, water, anything. Don't put water in their mouth if they can't swallow, but get their mouth wet and try to get their body wet and get them into the shade, fan them, and get them to some help. If you have homeopathic remedies, there's a couple of really good ones that you can pop in their mouth right away. That really helps.
What remedies would you use for heat problems?
Belladonna would be the first one I would grab, because it's pretty readily available where you can buy homeopathics unless you already have something. And the second one is Glonoene. Sounds like glowworm, but Glonoene. And that's made out of nitroglycerin. It's a wonderful heat stroke remedy.
All right. Now, there is something that I put on Facebook, a link to an article yesterday. What was this? For good news. Oh, this is because, in Tennessee has become the first state now to have a good Samaritan law protecting people that break into cars to save dogs that overheat.
Right.
So if you're interested in that, check out Martha Norwalk's Animal World on Facebook. I just posted it last evening, but they actually voted it through. So that's a good thing. So
that's a good thing.
You can save an animal and then not get sued for busting somebody's window or something.
That's a good thing.
So that's pretty good. All right. Now, other things, I think there's one other one I put up that I want. Oh, two others, actually, that I want to ask you about. That there's an alert I put up on Facebook that came out from Susan Thixton and her website, thetruthaboutpetfoods.com. And it's an alert put out by somebody about xylitol in some peanut butter.
Mm-hmm.
And, you know, the first thing I thought, of course, is how many people stuff like Kongs or toys with peanut butter for their dogs.
Yeah, I didn't know it was in peanut butter.
Well, I didn't either until I saw this alert yesterday. So I put it right up on Facebook. But apparently it may be. Now, I went immediately to check the peanut butter that I have, which is Jif. Because I often give some to Robbie when I'm eating peanut butter to my cats, and there's no xylitol in it, but maybe it would be, because xylitol, I think, is like a sweetener, isn't it?
Yes, it's a sweetener from a birch.
A chemical sweetener?
Yeah, it's not a bad thing for humans, but it can make an awful lot of animals sick or sicker.
So maybe it might be reduced sugar or reduced calorie or something peanut butter might have it in it. But they suggest that you read the label on any peanut butter that you're purchasing, especially if you're going to give it to dogs. It said in the article that cats don't seem to be xylitol doesn't seem to be toxic to cats.
No, I haven't heard
any. But
it
is to dogs.
Yes.
Is that, you
yes.
would agree with that?
Oh, yeah, it can make them deathly ill.
Okay. So check peanut butter labels for xylitol. No xylitol for dogs. And then let's see, the last thing I put up that I want Dr. Doug's input on was another recommendation from truthaboutpetfoods.com with an article, Why This Belonged in Your Pet's Emergency Kit, and they recommend that you keep activated charcoal
mm-hmm.
around.
Absolutely.
You agree?
Oh, totally.
Okay. And so what would you use? They were describing a case in this article about serious digestive upsets and that, you know, antibiotics for a long, nothing's working, but one dose of activated charcoal and in 30 minutes the dog was better. Does that really happen?
Absolutely. It sucks out all the toxins. It goes right to the charcoal, all the little tiny places where
the charcoal goes right to the intestine, you mean?
The toxins go into the charcoal after this.
Oh, okay.
It absorbs it like a sponge
and
then keeps it all bound up until it's passed out the other end, of course.
Uh-huh.
It helps. Activated charcoal is a good thing to have in a kit.
Does that work for humans as well as
it animals? Does. Huh. It totally does. It's nasty stuff to drink, but it works. Yeah.
All right. Because I know I do have a bottle of it in my, you know, animal stuff. But, all right, so that article you will also find on Martha Norwalk's Animal World Facebook page. Look for, I think the title is something along the lines of Why This Belongs in Your Pet's Emergency Kit or something along that line. But,
and if you're camping, you can always take a little coal out of the fire and ground up the charcoal and use it that way, too.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh, well, who knew?
Yeah.
So it really is.
It's good stuff.
Charcoal.
Yeah, it's nasty to take, but it's good stuff inside.
All right. All right, the other things I put up on Facebook, that's a real cute rescue story of a baby bear that climbed into a kayak, was in distress, and probably his mom had been poached. A real cute story, and pictures of this baby bear climbing into the kayak. And another cute one, a pit bull that loves baby animals, and when it was let into the baby chick pen, and all the chicks jumping all over the pit bull and it being really cute and sweet and all of that. Because, Doug, I know that you're partial, and we you know, there's so much bad reputation of pit bulls.
Oh,
but,
yeah.
But they really are sweet dogs unless we mess them up, aren't
they? If we mess them up, pretty much. They're probably the best dog there is, I think.
Yeah, because... I have one,
yeah.
Yeah, yeah. All right. Okay, I think, last thing is to do a little bit of follow-up, then we'll take care of advertisers and sponsors. And let's see, this is just an update on Friends of Woodland Park Zoo Elephants and our regular guest Aline Fortgang, and the appeal to the lawsuit that they filed against Woodland Park Zoo, trying to get them to turn over public records. This was, oh, I'll just read you this. This was Friday the 17th. A panel of Division I of the Washington State Court of Appeals will hear the Seattle citizen Aline Fortgang's appeal seeking to hold Woodland Park Zoo accountable to taxpayers under the State Public Records Act. This suit was decided against and supported the zoo, but Aline's contention is the zoo's received more than $110 million in taxpayer money since 2002. $110 million since 2002. Quote, she says, it is shocking that the zoo will take our money and then stonewall taxpayers when we request specific information asking how the funds were spent. So anyway, the appeal was heard on Friday, and they say that a decision will happen by the end of the year. So we'll be paying attention to that as well. All righty then. We are going to take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the first time in this hour. And then we're going to get back and start Vet Sunday and chat with Dr. Doug a bit. We'll open up phone lines. So, and they will be open for the rest of the show. I might as well give them to you now. Local phone number 425-373-5527. Toll free is 888-298-5569. And you can send us an email anytime during the show to animalworldlive@hotmail.com. So stay right where you are. Listen, pay attention, support our advertisers, as it is the most important part of the show. Without them, there's no us. And stay with us for more of Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.
Did you know that there's a gentle energy balancing method for restoring health, mobility, and athletic performance for your dog, cat, or horse? Bioenergetic synchronization, as used by Nels Rasmussen, creates transformations in health, mobility, and performance. To learn more, you can visit online, NelsHealingMinistry.com, or call 425-238-2668. That's 425-238-2668.
Here's a thought to consider from the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga. With the love and care you offer your pets, what about another important pet project, finding happiness? But how do you find happiness? Money? Health? Love? Or millions of people are finding that the regular practice of meditation or yoga can brighten your life with an inner satisfaction and contentment that no possession, position, or title can give. Find our schedule of classes and events at anandawashington.org. That's ANANDA Washington.org.
Would you like to access portals of possibilities for transformation, consciousness, expansion, and new experiences of health and well-being? Ancient knowledge and new science tell us that everything manifests from vibratory frequencies. Jude and Paul Ponton are experts in the field of vibrational alignment and harmonic shifting. They're also co-authors of Acutonics for Dogs and Cats, and Acutonics from Galaxies to Cells, Planetary Science, Harmony, and Medicine. They can assist you in shifting frequencies for personal health, aligning and balancing your energy or the energy of your home, property, or workspace. Jude and Paul can work with you remotely, at their office, or on site if you live in the Seattle area. They also teach classes in the Acutonics Sound Healing System. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. That's whispering-dragon.com for descriptions of services. Or call 206-706-2836. That's 206-706-2836. You can even email them at resonate@whispering-dragon.com for information or to schedule sessions.
Hi, this is Martha Norwalk, host of Animal World, and I've got a question for you. Do you or anyone you know own a business, offer a service, or a product that does something good for animals, humans, or this planet? If the answer is yes, then I'd like to invite you to become a member of the Animal World family of advertisers. Lately, people are telling me they think radio advertising is exorbitantly expensive. Well, that can be true, but not on Animal World. Did you know that for as little as $45 a week, you can have two professionally written and produced commercials at no cost? cost to you running on the show? You also get a link to your website on the homepage of the Animal World website and two live interviews on the show. Frankly, you can't afford not to do this. So if you'd like to join our great Animal World family of advertisers, or if you need more information, go to www.marthanorwalk.com to send me an email or call me at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258. Come on, give me a call and join the family. We'd love to have you.
Radio for your body, mind, and spirit. Alternative Talk, 1150.
Hey y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting rolling on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And you heard us talking about here Dr. Nels Rasmussen and Nels Healing Ministry. That's the website, www.nelshealingministry.com. He's one of the most gifted healers I've met with this bioenergetic synchronization technique. And if you've not heard him work his magic for our callers remotely, we're going to do an encore presentation of his last show next Sunday while I go to Temple, so be sure and tune in for that. And speaking of that, the Ananda Institute of Living Yoga is now part of our Animal World family of advertisers. Check them out at www.anandawashington.org and all of the great classes that are available and everything else. And then, of course, you heard about some of our most popular guests. Again, Jude and Paul Ponton from Whispering Dragon. And, yeah, it's kind of a family sort of thing because guess who's their veterinarian? And you know how gifted Jude and Paul Ponton are Dr. Doug is their dog's veterinarian. As a matter of fact, Dr. Doug, they said to say hi to you. And they said they have to call you because I think Magic is finally ready to be spayed.
She was late.
Yeah.
Really late.
But they're saying, they just said on Friday, oh, we're so glad he's going to be on the show. We got to remember to call him. But anyway, so check out www.whispering-dragon.com. I see them on a regular basis. They do my chiropractic now, which is something I'm not used to, no cracking and all that sort of thing. And Jude is just miraculous. She's balanced things for me that 30 years of seeing regular chiropractors didn't even touch. It's quite phenomenal, and their harmonics, and they work remotely as well. And I love their sound portals. Check out their website, whispering-dragon.com. If you can see them in person, great, but they also work remotely. All righty then. Dr. Doug, you're out in the house. Woohoo, how cool is that? Dr. Doug was, like I said, a regular on Animal World for a number of years, and then he just got too darn busy. And I know you were playing bagpipes. Do you still play the bagpipe?
I do, but we haven't got so much to do this summer.
That's what, see, because you got really busy, but then you also started doing your bagpipe thing.
Yes.
And you would rather go play bagpipes than be here on Sunday morning.
Well,
I can't blame
always,
you for that.
Not always.
But he's back in the saddle again, but now we know the truth. See, it's really because there aren't a lot of bagpiping. Is there not a lot of bagpiping going on this summer? Is that the deal?
Well, we had a few members kind of go by the wayside, so you know, it was kind of hard to make arrangements to be there and not be there, and so we canceled a few of our engagements.
Well, you'll have to let us know now that you're back with Animal World, and we'll be talking about you regularly. You'll have to let us know if you're going to be someplace where the public can come and hear bagpipes. And
absolutely, the Briar Parade, the Magnolia Parade.
Ah,
yeah, we'll be there.
Yeah, all right. Well, you have to keep me informed about all of that. So for those of you long-term listeners, you're very familiar with Dr. Doug because he is my choice for all alternative medicine, a holistic or a natural approach. I call him the homeopathic doctor because he really is the expert in veterinary homeopathy. In fact, for many years, I don't know, are you still teaching homeopathy? Because you were teaching for many years, I think.
The school I taught closed down, but we still teach classes to clients. And
Okay. Because it really is an art.
It's an art
as well as a
science.
Healing science, isn't it?
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. So, again, those of you that know Dr. Doug and have seen him over the years, you know that he, as long as I can remember, was at his practice, All Animals and Bird Hospital,
yes,
in Lake Stevens.
Yes.
But
30 years.
30 years. So you were there a long time. Mm-hmm. And Dr. Doug was where I went when I got, you know, my current golden retriever, Robbie. Although he didn't have any problems, I know that it takes a couple of years for their skeleton to mature and mm-hmm. set. So I wanted him to have regular chiropractic adjustment during that 2 years to make sure before he set in place that everything was good. So we went up and would see Dr. Doug from time to time for chiropractic adjustments. And fortunately or unfortunately, however you see it at this point, the All Animals and Bird Hospital in Lake Stevens is no more. You moved your practice.
Moved to Marysville. The bulldozer came and took it over.
Yeah. I haven't had the heart to drive by yet and see it not there anymore.
No, I can't look. There's all those beautiful trees and habitat I created for wildlife. It's all gone.
But the good news is you're back in business. You are up in Marysville now. And the wonderful kind of coincidence about it all, of course, I don't think there's any coincidence. He's just a couple blocks down the street, State Avenue, from Dr. Bell at Quilcetavet. So I'm delighted about that because that's now I go see Dr. Bill and then I just drive down the road and stop in at Dr. Doug's so we can cover all the bases. If we need something, you know, in a regular, you know, veterinary clinic, so to speak, and we've got Dr. Bill right up the road, and then we've got Dr. Doug doing all the best alternative. And now it's no longer All Animals and Bird Hospital, but I do have the new name. It's All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic.
That's a long one, isn't it?
Yeah, but it's a good one. All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic. But you still do, so you treat
everything in a suit.
Pretty much everything in an animal suit.
Yeah.
But, you know, cats, dogs, all of the pocket pets, exotic pets,
ferrets,
including reptiles,
mm-hmm,
ferrets,
reptiles,
and you do birds, and you do wildlife.
Wildlife.
Now, your ears might have been ringing last Sunday because I think we were talking about you on the air because I think we had a... I don't know whether it was a horse or a cow or some kind of a... I think I told him, we'll call in next week. We'll see if Doug knows anything about horses or cows or whatever it was. But do you ever do livestock type or...
I do some chiropractic on horses and homeopathy and...
Good. All right. Well, hopefully whoever that was last week that we talked to that had some kind of farm animal.
Goats.
So you do goats too?
Mm-hmm.
Okay. Now, that was another thing. Do you make house calls for like farm calls or something, or do you work with them over the phone, or do they come to you? I mean, how does it work if somebody
we
has
we do both. Yeah.
Okay, you do everything.
You have limited ability to leave the office, but you know, we can schedule it if it's something that we can get to and get back. And
all right, all right. And so you kind of you specialize, of course, in alternative and naturopathic medicine, homeopathy, animal chiropractic.
Yes.
But you also, which I didn't know until I dropped in to see, you know, your new place and where you are up in Marysville recently, you've got a class 4 laser.
Yeah, I've been using laser for about 5 years.
Yeah. And laser, of course, is the hot thing.
It's a wonderful thing.
All right. Yeah. All right. And we are going to talk more about the class 4 laser. I actually, Doug, had to do a lasering on a cat patient and allowed me to stay in the room and watch. And of course, you know, we've talked a lot about the cold laser work that Dr. Bill does, and then he's got another laser that they use. But I don't think it's a class 4. So we're going to find out what this class 4 laser is all about. And I was kind of blown away at all the things that Dr. Doug was telling me that this laser can be used for and so forth. And when we have a little bit of a lull in the action here today, we're going to talk more about homeopathy and what that's all about. We're going to talk about the class 4 laser and how that can be used. I mean, just to give you an example, I didn't realize you told me that with the laser, that with gingivitis and gum problems, and that you use the laser to help heal that.
Yes.
And I was amazed. I mean, who would have thought? I didn't know that.
Anything that's inflamed that you can get to, that's not close to the eyes, of course.
Yeah.
And, you know, you can't get all the way inside the body. But
right. But it's very powerful, and there's a lot of things it can be used for. So we'll talk more about that. And at the moment, let's see, phone lines are filling up. It is time to go to the phones, but before we do that, let's take care of our advertisers and sponsors for the last time in this hour, and then we're headed up to Granite Falls, and oh boy, you've got to be here for this call, because it's quite a story, and we really need Dr. Doug's help on this one. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues straight ahead right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And hey, did you know that even if you feed the highest quality all-natural food to your animal friends, even if you home cook, the ingredients in that food is exposed to heat, light, and oxygen, and that can begin to destroy a lot of the important stuff? Well, that's why Designing Health created Missing Link. They start with all whole natural raw food sources. They've perfected a way to protect it from heat, light, and oxygen. It comes to us in a powdered form in a resealable gold foil pouch. You keep it in the refrigerator once you've opened it. Mix up your animal friend's food. Add in Missing Link, a little cool water to stir it in, and voila, you've added what's missing, like the balanced omega-3 and 6 oils, the enzymes and the raw ingredients and the fiber. And there are Missing Link formulas for pretty much all of our animal friends. There are three formulas for dogs, one for skin and coat, one for hip and joint, the new senior formula with the green muscle. There is a formula for cats, one for birds, one for chickens and poultry. And there's a horse formula. There's also the wellness blend, which is vegetarian. You can feed to both your dogs and cats and other house critters as well. And by the way, I saw Missing Link on the shelf at Dr. Doug's office when I was up there in Marysville the other day. So Dr. Doug's still a believer. So ask for Missing Link wherever you shop for premium plus pet supplies, or go directly to Designing Health. You can give them a call at 1-800-774-7387 or visit them online at www.designinghealth.com.
Attention pet lovers. We all want the best for our pets, and that includes quality of life, longevity, and overall well-being. Raymakers Nutrition has developed a line of patented products that have been shown to dramatically improve immune function, improve response to vaccines by over 400%, and help strengthen the systems in the body that fight cancer cells. Introducing Veterinary Immune Tabs. These chewable tabs are safe for dogs and cats. Find out more about how Veterinary Immune Tabs can improve your pet's longevity and state of wellness. Contact Dr. Bill Burlingame at BillBurlingameDVM@gmail.com or call 425-903-1913.
If you love dogs, tune in to The Dog Show with Julie Forbes live every Wednesday from 2 to 3 p.m. We'll talk about everything dog and interview authors, experts, and amazing organizations both locally and nationally. And don't even get me started on the pet food industry. I'm Julie Forbes. Find us online at www.dogradioshow.com and also as a free podcast on iTunes. The Dog Show with Julie Forbes, an evolved perspective on life with dogs.
Hi, this is Martha. Did you know that besides hosting Animal World, I'm also an animal behavior therapist and trainer with more than 40 years of professional experience? I work with you privately in your home or over the phone to help you understand your animal friends and resolve whatever behavior training or healing problems you've got going on. Most of my expertise is with cats and dogs, but I sometimes work with other types of animals as well. So whether it's puppies or kittens, adult dogs or cats, or elderly animal issues, I can help. Cats not using the litter box? Biting or scratching you or your furniture? Maybe they're fighting with each other or waking you up at night. I've got answers. Dogs barking too much, jumping or dragging you around the block on your walk? Does he have separation anxiety or chew up stuff he shouldn't? I've got answers. Whatever's going on with your animal friends, I will help you fix it. I am more than reasonably priced and often need to see you only once. I always do a free, no-obligation telephone evaluation, so give me a call and bug my voicemail if you need immediate attention. You'll find me at Martha's Canine, Feline, and All Creature Counseling at 360-217-7258. That's 360-217-7258, and I'd love to hear from you.
Conscious Living for Conscious People, Alternative Talk 1150.
Hey, y'all, I'm Martha Norwalk, and we're just getting started here with Vet Sunday on this week's edition of Animal World. We're here every Sunday morning, 9 a.m. to noon, right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150. And let's see, we We just talked about Missing Link and all the great formulas. So why don't we go ahead while we've got a couple of open phone lines? We can go ahead and give away a Missing Link. So you just have to pick up your phones and a local number, 425-373-5527. Toll free is 1-888-298-5569. And how about we do the Missing Link words of the day? Dr. Doug, you're out, because we're so glad he's back. And speaking of that, Dr. Doug, they're already bugging Kathy, and they want your contact information now.
Okay.
So we'll do it right now. So if you have to leave us, you'll know where Dr. Doug is. It's Dr. Doug Year Out, and the new official name is All Animal Alternative Medical Clinic. He's on State Avenue in Marysville, and the phone number is 360-653-8171. That's 360-653-8171. And it looks like you've got a website now, too, huh?
Oh, yeah, I've had a website for a long time.
Well, you know, it takes me a while to catch up with things. And it's www.holisticanimaldoc.com. So holisticanimaldoc.com. And if you're interested on exactly where his new practice is, I used my GPS to find you. It's 1059 State Avenue. Is that Suite E?
Suite E as in
Edward. Suite E as in Everett. 1059 State Avenue, Suite E, that's Marysville, 98270. And just in case you know where Quilceta Vet Clinic is, where Dr. Bill is, it's just a couple of blocks, three blocks down south on State Avenue, same side of the street, which would be the west side of State Avenue.
Yeah, if you're familiar with Marysville at all, I'm right next door to the Golden Corral. I'll give my neighbor a plug. The Golden Corral,
You
go eat a lot of food. And
yeah?
Right next door to City Hall, Marysville City Hall on the other side.
So. Oh, okay. So you can...
I have a smaller spot. It's not a house anymore. There's no yard.
Yeah, a little strip mall sort of thing.
Yeah, I really miss my grass.
Yeah, and you had such wonderful... I mean, that's... The plantings you had done and the habitat you'd created around the house there in Lake Stevens was just wonderful.
Used to go out every day to get dandelions for the rabbits and guinea pigs. Now I can't, you know, I have to look for one to find one.
Well, you could come to my house.
Okay.
I grow some of the biggest dandelions on the planet, I'll tell you. Okay, so one more time, Dr. Doug Year Out. All Animal Alternative Medicine Clinic in Marysville, holisticanimaldoc.com, and the phone number is 360-653-8171. All right, we are going to get started with the phones, and I don't know that we'll be able to get through all of this and in the rest of this hour, but we can always continue because we're here till noon today. We are going first off to Granite Falls. And welcome, Kim, to Animal World. Good morning, Kim. Welcome to Animal World. You're live with Dr. Doug. You're out.
Good morning, Martha. How are you?
Well, I'm doing well. It's not. We're air conditioned in here.
That's nice.
And is it getting hot up there in Granite Falls?
It's trying to. Yeah.
Okay.
Working on it.
How hot was it yesterday? Do you know?
It got up to 88.
88, okay. So you're a little cooler than me. I was 91. But you're right on the river, which is nice.
Yes.
And I know that because I had the pleasure of coming and working with you and your animal family here just a week or so ago. And I encourage you to call in because, man, we need some coaching, Dr. Doug. Now, Kimberly, you've got two Great Danes, right?
Yes.
All right, so let's start with, we've got the oldest one is Cosmo.
Yes.
And he's a Blue Merle, Great Dane.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is Cosmo?
He just turned a year old on the 2nd of July.
Because he's just a year old. Now you have a full brother to him, but a different breeding, and that's Orion.
Mm-hmm.
And how old is Orion?
He just turned 4 months old on the 16th.
So 4 months old. Okay. Now... the big thing we want to talk to Dr. Brock. Now, I was there, of course, because there's behavior stuff and things going on that I'm working with you on, and we're making some really good progress there. But you've had, boy, what a time you've had with these two dogs. Why don't we start with Cosmo, because you had him first.
Right.
And you got him at about what age?
He was 8 weeks old when I got him.
Okay, and then tell us, how did all the medical problems start?
We took him in and for his well checkup and got his first round of shots. And we did them like, you know, you take them in and you get your normal shots, and they do the DAPP and, you know, all the normal. They just push everything. Shots, worming, the whole nine yards. And, you know, after you get your shots, sometimes they're a little lethargic and they have the fever and everything. Well, about a week later.
Well, I'm gonna stop you every time there's some place I want Dr. Doug to chime in.
Okay, that's fine.
And Kim, like Kim said, see, her understanding is that you're a puppy, you go in and get vaccines and stuff. They just are going to be lethargic afterwards, and they might have a fever and get sick.
Should have a half a degree of fever.
They For no more than a day, okay.
And then they should be back to normal in a normal dog.
Okay, but that's not what happened with Cosmo, right?
No.
So tell us what happened.
He stayed lethargic, and he kept the fever for a few days. So I took him back to the vet, and they checked his fever, they checked him out and said he probably had like an intestinal thing, and they gave him antibiotics and they sent us on home. And about a week and a half later, he still had this, but now he couldn't walk.
Oh. And how old is he at this point? What, like 8 weeks, 9 weeks, something like that?
He was almost 12 weeks.
Oh,
by
almost
this
12
time.
Weeks by then, okay.
Because we, you know, we took him in about 9 weeks, and then, you know, over the time.
Okay.
And at this point, they noticed swollen joints, and they noticed that, you know, his fever had gone up to 104 by this time.
So what was the diagnosis?
HOD.
And what is Dr. Doug, can you tell us what HOD is?
It's called hypertrophic osteodystrophy. It's a inflammation of the lining of the bones.
Huh.
The periosteum.
Uh-huh.
It's very active in a puppy, you know, because you're growing, and especially in a Great Dane who grows even bigger. And if anything is going to bother a big growing dog, it's oftentimes in the bones or along the bones.
But now, Kim, you said something about this being an autoimmune situation. Is that right?
When they sent it, they sent off the x-rays to their specialist that they confer with, and that is what they came up with. And they said it was autoimmune started by the shot.
By the vaccines.
By the vaccine, and it was the DAPP vaccine.
So the that's like distemper, hepatitis,
parvo.
So now, is that true? This HOD, hypertrophic osteodystrophy, is that something that is directly related to vaccines? Is this a normal reaction?
It's a not normal reaction. No, it happens occasionally.
Okay.
And vaccines can be incriminated. You know, they stimulate the immune system to be aware of the disease that you gave in the vaccine. You know, you want, if you're going to give a vaccine, you want an immune response to happen to
mm-hmm.
those things so
mm-hmm.
you can become protected, so-called protected, by making antibody and all that. But the whole system just gets overwrought and overdone, and and it starts going all over the place. And the, like I say, the lining of the bones is one place in a big dog that's growing is where it's going to settle.
Okay, now, can dogs get the HOD, the hypertrophic osteodystrophy? Can dogs get it for other reasons than a reaction to vaccines?
Oh, yeah, I think it has a lot to do with just the fact that they're young.
Okay. So,
and it's also associated with diet, the wrong kinds of diet, too much diet, not enough diet.
Growing too fast and
growing,
that kind of
the
stuff.
The so-called growing pains that kids get, the growing pains, that's all about the same place, the lining of the outside of the bones, the periosteum.
Okay. All right. So your first Dane, Cosmo, had this HOD, and then that was treated by your traditional vets.
Right.
And how was that treated?
It was treated with Clavamox and prednisone.
And he has recovered pretty much fully at this point, has he not?
Yes, he has.
Okay. So...
Now, let me, I'm going to throw something in on you on this one. There was six dogs in this litter, and four pups out of his litter had HOD.
Oh, four of the six.
Following their first vaccine. The only two pups that did not get HOD.
Uh-huh.
Their vaccines were all done separately. The owners did the vaccines themselves. They got the distemper separately, the parvo separately. They did everything on their own.
Huh, interesting.
So they weren't given all those live vaccines at one time.
Okay, and can that make a difference, Dr. Doug?
Absolutely.
Okay.
Well, you can see already the dogs were predisposed to something.
Well, that's what I'm wondering. We've got four of the six in the litter got it, but the two that didn't were vaccinated differently and one disease at a time, which I know is recommended if you do vaccines
from the holistic perspective. That's the best way. The best way is always one vaccine at a time.
But does that indicate that we've got a genetic predisposition to this? There's a
genetic or familial predisposition. The parents carried something forward to the kids, and yes.
Okay, so Cosmo recovered through this, and then for reasons that I don't remember and don't quite understand here. You got another Great Dane puppy from the same breeding, so a full brother to Cosmo, just a different litter, and that's Orion, who's 4 months old now.
Yes, and, you know, that was like lightning doesn't strike twice.
Well, that was your thinking.
We knew what we were looking for, so we talked to the vet, and we were not going to do all those multiples of, you know, the vaccines that they do at all one time. We were going to do, like, because they do, I don't know exactly all they do, but they do all these different things, and then they do the worming all at once.
Yeah, they do all the things the same day, yeah.
Right, so
you changed that with Orion.
Every couple of weeks, and get all the vaccines, and the worming was going to come a week later, and so on and so forth. So the first thing they did was his DAPP.
But I thought they weren't going to give all those.
Well, they in the vet clinics, most of them, the DAPP comes all together.
Right, and that's the case, Dr. Doug, isn't it? But I think you can get...
Yeah, the DAP comes together, and then you can get parvo separately.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but theirs comes DAPP.
So you gave that at what age to Orion?
I actually held off on him until he was 4 months old.
Good.
Almost 4 months old.
But apparently that didn't make much of a difference.
No, ma'am.
Because how long was it after he got that vaccine that he started to have the HOD?
A week. We noticed it in a little less than a week.
Okay. And he's been in trouble ever since, it sounds like.
Yes, ma'am.
And so that was back, he's 4 months old now. We are getting to the top of the hour, Kim, so we're going to have to close out this first hour and then fire up hour number two. I'm going to ask you to wait on hold.
Okay.
And We'll put Kim on hold. We'll close out this hour, fire up hour number two, and then we'll come back and you'll get to hear what's been going on with Orion, the four-month-old puppy. I've been talking to them frequently since I was up there because he has had a really hard time, even though they changed what they were doing. And then when I was there and listening to the story and all the stuff going on with these dogs, and all I could think about is that I can't wait to get Dr. Doug in the studio, and we got to find out. There's got to be a better way to deal with this stuff. And I was remembering talking to Dr. Doug in years past about some kind of homeopathic remedies that can clear, you know, vaccinosis type mm-hmm. stuff, and I mean, and all kinds of things. So we have just, you know, Kim and her family, they've been waiting for you, and I'm waiting for you. I can't wait to hear what you're going to have to say. So we're going to say goodbye to hour number one, fire up hour number two. We'll bring Kim back, find out what's going on with Orion now, and then hear everything Dr. Doug can share with us about what could be and can be done here. So stay right where you are. Animal World continues. It's Vet Sunday right here on Alternative Talk, AM 1150.